This evening, Lord Mayor Graham Quirk made an announcement today about changes to traffic conditions in the CBD. He spoke about lowering speed limits and also scramble crossing, amongst other things, to try and reduce the number of pedestrians struck, injured and killed in the CBD. Amanda Cooper is the Infrastructure Chair of Brisbane City Council and joins me on the line this afternoon. Councillor, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Where's the main area of concern in the CBD for the council?
Well, we're actually proposing to change the speed limit on Ann Street. So from the Fortitude Valley side of Creek Street down to the Riverside Expressway, we want to be changing that speed from 60 kilometres per hour to 40 kilometres per hour, which is consistent with the majority of other CBD streets.
And is this the major focus? This particular street is more dangerous than any other?
We've been out there running a campaign which is called the Move Safe Brisbane campaign, and we've been collecting feedback from the community. So we've had about 6,300 responses to people saying there are issues, and it's not just in the CBD, it's actually across the whole of Brisbane. And we've been looking at the data. So we've been looking at crash data. We've been looking at all sorts of evidence to determine what is happening and what we can do to respond to it. And the one location in the CBD where we're seeing incidents which are related to speed is on Ann Street. And that's why we want to change Ann Street from 60 to 40, because it's the one street where we're seeing incidents occur that relate to speed. Other incidents that have occurred in the CBD do not relate to speed. We think there's other things going on, such as distraction and pedestrian impatience. So we've got some other measures in place that we're also going to implement as a response to this interim report that is being handed down.
Okay, so that's interesting, because I wanted to bring up pedestrians and their responsibility and the onus on them. But your report, the report that's going to come out and your investigation suggests that the incidents on Ann Street are more related to speed and driver behaviour as opposed to pedestrian behaviour.
Oh, well, I think it's not exclusively, but it's saying that it is the only street in the CBD where we're seeing that speed is a factor. In other cases, there's other things that are going on that put some, you know, put some concerns to us. And particularly, we're saying we think that we want to try and put in some scramble crossings. And Albert Street is a street where you're seeing a lot of pedestrian activity, so we want to put scramble crossings at the corner of Albert and Mary and Albert and Charlotte to try and get people to be able to move more quickly crossing the road, to encourage people to actually use the lights rather than taking a chance and crossing without that sort of thing. And we also are proposing a mid-block, so a signalised pedestrian crossing in Adelaide Street between Albert and Edward. So there's a range of different things that we're proposing to do to try and make it safer for pedestrians and to encourage them to cross, not to sort of take a risk, not to take a chance, but to cross at safe, signalised locations.
Is there going to be a coordinated effort? I know there's an advertising campaign, which, you know, I think tends to be a waste of money, because as my colleague Ray Hadley says, you can't put brains in statues. Why anyone would want to cross dangerously is beyond me, particularly on their mobile phones and watching TV on their phones, etc. Is there going to be a campaign, a coordinated response by the Brisbane City Council, by inspectors, by police, to book people who are walking illegally across the streets? I mean, that would help, wouldn't it?
We certainly have been working very closely with the Department of Transport and Main Roads, who are undertaking an awareness campaign at the moment. So that's something that they're doing. And we, of course, work very, very closely with Queensland Police Service. And I know that they've been out there looking and reminding people about crossing safely, not to jaywalk, you know, all those sorts of things. Mm. Our focus is very much on how to make it easier for people to get around. The city is really changing. When you look at the Brisbane Metro, Cross River Rail and Queens Wharf, Brisbane, we're going to see a lot more pedestrians on our CBD streets. So we think let's get the city ready for this influx of additional people, whether it's visitors or local residents. Let's make sure that the streets are really pedestrian friendly. At the end of the day, we are all a pedestrian. So if we make them a safe environment for pedestrians, then everyone will benefit.
Yeah, please don't get me wrong, councillor. I don't see any problem with what you're doing, but as I said, you can't put brains in statues. For me, and I would say 90 to 95% of the calls I receive on this program program for the last few weeks have been about people who do not pay attention when they're crossing the road. The biggest problem, as I see it, and the majority of my listeners see it, is that people do not pay attention. They're not watching out for traffic. They're on their phones or they're looking at their phones and are distracted. And you mentioned that term before, and I see that as the major problem.
Well, Mark, I think it's certainly something that is a very significant issue. It's distraction to not just pedestrians, it's also distraction in terms of drivers. So we know that a lot of people have admitted to texting while driving. People admit to, you know, basically using their devices when they know that it is illegal, but they still are doing it when they're driving a vehicle. So I think everyone needs
They know it can kill people, Councillor, and they still use it. I mean, they know it's a deadly weapon and they still use it. That's what I'm saying. You can't put brains in space. It shouldn't be the council's responsibility to teach fully grown adults how to cross the road. I just find it amazing that in the 21st century, in 2018, we're having to put things in place to teach adults how to cross the road. That's what I have trouble getting my head around. I don't disagree with what you're doing, but I just wonder, the easier you try and make it for people, the lazier they become.
Well, I also think, though, Mark, it's also impatient. So
yes,
when you think about it, crossing roads often, you know, if you're trying to cross on the diagonal, you have to make two movements. And, you know, it does take time. So what we're trying to say is we think that there's more places that we can put scramble crossings. So make it really easy for people to get across quickly. People certainly, you know, everybody's got a very busy lifestyle. So let's just put infrastructure in place. So adjustments to existing infrastructure to make it much easier to be a pedestrian and to move quickly, because we want our city to be a very walkable city. It also makes it safer for people who might have a visual impairment, or people that are, you know, pushing a stroller, or someone in a wheelchair. The more we can make intersections attractive and pleasant for everyone to use, and if pedestrians, you know, think it's easy and simple and it gets them where they need to go quickly and safely, then it benefits all of the road users. So that's a good outcome.
Don't disagree with that at all. I think that is 100% correct. But I just reiterate, if people are looking at their mobile phones, it doesn't matter whether we have a scramble crossing or someone carrying them across on a chariot, they're not paying attention to what they're doing. And to me, that is one of the major issues. And I'm not sure how you can change that. You can do your best, and I hope it does work. But we need people to take responsibility for themselves, that when they cross the road, they're doing everything correctly. Just before I let you go, Councillor, Jonathan Shree is proposing banning semi-trailers from CBD streets. I'm not sure how that would work, particularly with so much construction around. But is there a problem with, in your opinion, with semi-trailers around the CBD and running around the inner city area?
Look, we certainly know that there's a lot of activity in the CBD, and when there is, for example, construction underway, our council always make sure that there is like a constructive plan for how vehicles will be moving on and off those sorts of sites. There are specific routes for B-double vehicles, so those large vehicles, you know, prime mover with trailers, they have specific routes that they must use. And if people note that they're using small suburban streets that are not B-double routes, we urge them to report that to Department of Transport and Main Roads or to police and make sure that there can be some enforcement, because they are not suitable for small suburban streets. They cause a lot of damage to infrastructure and are not safe to be used in those sorts of locations. So please, if there is anything that you think is, you know, a large vehicle that should not be utilising that particular road, let the officials know, and let's make sure that that doesn't continue to occur.
Thanks very much for your time.